This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, grizzly bears, especially if I'm hiking with my baby. Number two, dying and leaving my children without a mother. Number three, I'm afraid of I do this, and I don't like doing it, and it's made me afraid of doing it, of hurting my husband's feelings. When I get really angry or hurt, I have this, it's kind of like this force field of, you're not here, whatever. Like really wanting to win. Really wanting to win the argument. Number four, a fire after an earthquake. I was just talking to another mom who's also pregnant. I'm pregnant right now. So I think this was my particular fear response, I think, was inflamed by pregnancy hormones. But she was telling me about what she'd recently learned about the Hayward Fault. She said she said to me was, we both live in these old wood homes, so they'll probably fare okay if the big one hits. But it's so dry that if there's any gas fire, a gas leak that goes, the whole neighborhood could go up in flames. Number five, getting a fact really, really wrong in a story. Number six, losing people that I love. The temporariness of them can cause me to not be able to sleep. Number seven, America's democracy just being incapable of achieving big things and addressing big problems right now. I'm afraid of that. Number eight, public humiliation. Number nine, I am afraid of climate change. For a long time, I felt like talking about climate change was a privilege for people who didn't have to worry about economic threats. But I've just, something clicked. Number 10, my money fear is really intense, and it's physical. I feel it. Anytime I have to spend over a certain dollar amount, I my breathing gets shallow and I get anxious. This is a real thing that affects my life. I have to have a mantra. I have to say to myself, life costs money, Anna. Life costs money. And because I had to teach myself to pay for dinner when I was out with a friend, as opposed to feeling it wasn't fair. Of course we'll split it. Because I think I do feel instinctually suspect of people who are comfortable spending money. Are you responsible? I'm Anna Sale. And these are 10 things that scare me.
Anna Sale is the host of the podcast Death, Sex, and Money. If you like 10 Things That Scare Me, tell a friend and leave us a review on your podcast app. You know what scares me? Stepping in dog do. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
Oh, you say, like, you don't want to eat with this spoon and you'd rather have this spoon. Fine, have this spoon.